All right, we're back.
So, I was going to ask you about the name change. So, my introduction, like we were just talking about, was around you were still in high school. So, this is like probably like early 2018, like the summer or approaching like mid 2018, where I see you're rapping with one of my friends and I'm like, "Yo, this kid's like fucking good." Like, and I support my friends, but there was a different energy I was getting from you.
Wow.
And I think the first song I heard you do was Fucked Up, I think it was called. You know, Fucked Up or something. And then I
With
watched,
Cameron Nazi.
yeah, that song was crazy. And then I think the next song I listened to was Hellhole, which I have to ask, like, where is all of that music?
Yeah, no, I it's all gone. Now I've You know, in like the last 3 years have just been like a blur for me. I've been doing music for like 6 or 5 years, I want to say, since I was like really young, like 8th grade, 7th grade. And just like the way, like I would grow out of my music, and so much has happened within the past 2 years. I've changed so much. I think that was kind of like a less mature, like less knowledgeable me, to be honest. And like, when I did listen to those songs like later out, it was just like I knew I could do better, and it just, you know, I knew I could do better. So it's like, and I'm sure you've seen that with like my latest stuff, you know, 2 years down the road. Like, it's just like I've always known that about myself. I can like push myself harder and be way fucking better, you know, a couple months from now, you know? I
Yeah,
don't
for
know.
sure. So, you bring up like progression, because definitely I've seen it. Like, I've watched you kind of go from not to be not that it's a negative thing, but the quintessential product of SoundCloud rap at that moment, which
Yeah,
was
no, and
like,
I agree, like surprisingly, like yeah.
because I mean, I'm a product of it too, because at the time in that era, like 2016 through like 2018, you know, you're seeing so many like people your age or even fucking younger get on just rapping, and some of it's not fucking good, but they have
You know, and
hymns.
what's crazy is like I started rapping when I was like 13 or 14. Like, and that was around what, 7th, 8th grade? Excuse me. But like, so my music was like, when I first started with, I was doing drill music. Like, I would listen to Chief Keef and like everything, like Lil Durk, like all the drill music scene shit when I was like in 6th grade, because it all started from like the early ass Chief Keef. And then I learned about Chicago artists, and I was just listening to Chicago like hella hard. 6th grade, like 7th grade, and I was rocking like polos with white pants and like basketball shoes and shit, trying to
Hell
look like that, like
yeah.
old Chief Keef style,
Bro, we were
dead
all there
ass
in
in middle
2011,
school.
bro.
Yeah, in middle school. And
Swear.
like that shit just like it didn't last, 'cause like, you know, I'm white. But like, yeah, nah, like I don't know. It was weird. I'm getting off track here. Like
No, you're good, man.
seventh grade when I was 13, that's when I started doing music, and it was like heavily inspired by drill. And then like it kind of turned into like a freestyle, like wavy trap scene type vibe when Cardi was coming out and shit. Just 'cause like when I was younger, I was inspired by what I heard, right? And I feel like that's how everyone is if you're like very young doing music, 'cause you're not really like, you know, you have to gain knowledge of like your craft if you're really down or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah,
But
for
like,
sure.
fucking, yeah, nah, like when I started, it was just drill. Then like everything that was coming out, Cardi, Warhols, that was all like wavy trap. And then after that, I kind of got into the metal trap scene when I heard Cameron Nazi and Zilla. That's when I was like, okay, I want to kind of work with one of them and see if I can like just do what they're doing, because I like that. And so I got a feat with Cameron Nazi, and then that really blew up. That got to like 50K within like 8 months, I want to say.
Yeah,
And
I mean, it was kind of crazy to see, like, 'cause it was like you were on one of those, like, wow, this is such a throwback, the No Jumper, listen to your music live chats that they used to do, and like you were getting featured on those, and like you were on like Cuff Boys and shit, and I was just
what
in the hell, like this kid is like fucking blowing up, and like your numbers like were showing, like it was like, yeah, this, he's good at what he's fucking doing. But what?
Well, like, I would say, like, not to cut you off real quick.
No, you're good. You're good.
Like, speaking truthfully, like, I paid for them to, like, view my songs.
Yeah, yeah.
I paid for the features. Like, no one really fucks with you in the music industry, like, oh, deadass.
Yes.
And I have to say this, like, as the truth, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's not like I just hopped in and they fuck with me. Like,
yeah, yeah. You gotta always cross barriers.
I paid for all the promotion and everything for those numbers, and like I didn't even really pay for much too. I just hit the right like lucky chances, like when I was doing the whole, when No Jumper listened to my music, I paid for them to view it, and it was cheap as fuck at the time.
Yeah,
but it was like such a good like spot to hit because they listened to it, and we were like, or not we were, they were like, we fuck with it hard, and gave me a free repost and
yeah
shit. And I posted that video, and, like, people fuck with that. But that's just, like, that was the old me. I was, I don't know, I was being, like, tempted and, like, not tempted, but what's the word? Like, I was trying to just copy and, like, fit in with everything around me. But now I'm at the stage where I'm, like, I know how to stand out because I've always known how to just be myself, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, kind of like transitioning into what you're doing now, when did you start feeling like, okay, I don't really want to do the music that I'm doing right now, and then you get into like the stuff that you're doing now, which is more it's more rock, if anything. I think it's been like, I think you've explained it as pop punk, which I think is such a fucking cool subgenre because it's exactly that. When did you feel like you were starting to transition into what you're doing now?
Dude, that's crazy that you asked that. I love these questions. It's like perfect. It's because it's like you know what you need to ask, and it's like I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, man. I'm tapped in, man. I'm like, this is my shit.
We need people like you. So when did I start to transition? Like, I can't even remember. It's just, like, always been, like, a steady transition with me. Like, progression, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, every song I try to hit, like, a harder, like, vibe and, like, a timeless vibe.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, something that's just gonna really, like, empower you for a long time, deadass.
Right.
Like, give you hella energy.
Yeah, you know, it's funny about you saying that. I gave my first listen to your new EP, which, everybody, go check out fucking Hold On. I mean, everything he's dropped has been amazing. I mean, you've been dropping a lot of projects recently, and I think Hold On has been one of my fucking favorites because you paired up with this producer, which I don't know her. Is it a he or a she?
Abel?
Yeah.
Nah, that's a guy.
It's a guy. Okay.
He's in Azerbaijan. I think Azerbaijan. I'm saying this wrong.
So
here. There's no way. Azerbaijan. He's in this country that's close to Turkey named Azerbaijan.
Wow.
And they're currently in war with Armenia.
No way.
Yeah. And their whole country has got their, like, social media, like, locked down and shit. So he's been having to make side accounts to contact me and shit, and he's not on his Instagram. But, like, yeah, he's super chill. Like, he can't make money out there from four beats or anything because no one can really send him money and shit. So
wow, that's insane.
He even offered to, like, you know, send me bread at times. He's like a really chill ass producer. Like, he's really down to like stick with you while you like progress on your shit, dead ass. Like,
right.
And I haven't been able to find that with any producer, but like, he really like stays with you and he knows what you want.
Yeah.
And really like stays down to help you progress and like work with you and be a team.
Yeah.
That's what you need, is like someone who's like gonna be reliable.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Just finding your team, people who are on the same, like matching your energy. Cause
exactly.
And dude, it's such a hard thing in anything, just trying to find people who are on the same wavelength as you, because you want people who want to work as hard as you, want to make sure that the product is as clean. And honestly, I think you found your guy, because these beats are absolutely fucking insane. I mean, goodness gracious.
Yeah, no.
They're so good. And I was gonna that was my transition, because you were talking about energy, and I was, my first listen to the EP was me on a jog, because I it was just about a week ago, because I was like, dude, I've been wanting to interview him for so long, and he just dropped the project. Oh, thank God. I gotta fucking run to this. And dude, like, just absolutely insane. I mean, one of my favorite songs right now is let me think. Will You Miss Me is my, oh my God.
Dude, that, yeah, that's my favorite song too. It's like hella, like, I don't know.
It's just so like good. But what, how, I guess, how did you end up finding him on the internet? Obviously, because he's not even remotely close to here. How did you end up linking up with him?
Just YouTube.
Okay.
Looking at beats and shit, and I just came to him or his page, and I was just like peeping his beats,
mm-hmm.
and like, yeah, he had five shit, and then after that, he just like followed me when I started making more songs with him, and the connection began from there, you know.
Simple. Yeah. Yeah. And was that like an instant, like, oh my God, this is my guy? Like, have you, how many other producers have you ended up working with exclusively? Like, you ended up working with him. Do you feel like you've worked with anybody exclusive like this before, or is it just been kind of like scattered?
Like, I've worked with tons of like producers on exclusive levels. Paid and
you've,
and not
you've produced
paid,
your
you know,
own
like,
stuff, no?
What'd you say?
You've produced your own stuff, no?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not the best at producing, but I know how to put like patterns together and shit. And I would just do simple melodies and snares, dead ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, simple shit.
Sure.
Synth punk shit, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And so I guess another thing coming off this EP, because I definitely want people to go check it out. There's a lot of, I guess in general, beyond this EP too, it's just a lot of dark. Dark titles, dark mentions, dark lyrics, a lot of dread, if you will. I guess what I'm asking is, like, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm straight. It's just like we live in a toxic world, and I don't know.
You just like expressing it through your music.
I feel like I just, it's self-explanatory through the music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I let all my emotion out of my music.
Yeah.
And you know, like, I'm not like a Debbie Downer, but
no,
I kind of just express how I feel, and I try not to seem like a fucking robot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like what I'm doing is, like, awesome for my
energy. It's amazing, and I think this is why, and, like, because I've been the black kid who just didn't listen to only one genre for like my whole life. I've been that guy. And I think the SoundCloud era kind of like made everybody like turn to one sound for a while. So if a lot of my friends were making music, they were making a lot of the same music over and over again for years. So I kind of like got like a sour taste from it and didn't want to listen to anybody's music anymore. So getting to hear somebody do something drastically different from everybody in this area specifically, because no one's making the shit you're making right now. Like that's just point blank. And I was like, this is incredible. And to the point where I was like, why isn't anybody else doing this? Like, I was just talking to myself, listening to your new EP for the first time, just going, I don't think I've ever heard this before. So, like, I guess my question at the end of that is just, like, is there any influence going into your music nowadays? Because I personally don't know where you would feed influence from. Like, where do you get this?
Yeah, it's a very, like, very underground. Like, it's not like anything that's out. It's not like I like really get inspired from like one thing. It's really like a pick and choose of like a wide variety of shit.
Okay.
And I'm just like jiggy, but I'm also like emotional and
yeah,
like hard. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not like, I'm not saying I'm hard. I'm saying like, when I make music, I want it to be hard as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
And so like, you really can't even like cherry pick anybody who's like made music like this before. 'Cause I personally can't.
Like, if I would say like I would like get inspiration from anyone, I guess I would say like some of the people are like Oddly Shrugs or Marilyn Manson for fashion and like The Cure and certain people, like, I don't know, makeup and shit, I got inspired from The Cure and shit.
That was another thing that you started to do. You started changing your image, kind of going into a darker, more theatrical route, which was fucking dope. Yeah. Like, it was I just think you're a fucking superstar. I'm fucking done just like going cutting around the bush. Like, I think you have something different. Like, I don't really like interviewing too many people unless I think that. Or I think they have something to offer. I just can't get over it. Because, like, I'm going through your Instagram at the time, which was, like, I think 2 weeks ago. I'm like, this kid's a star, dude. I can't fucking get over it. Because I think a lot of people aren't willing to take risk, which your risk is just you being yourself. Which, for a lot of people, is a big fucking risk in music. Because they aren't willing to even put themselves out like that. What did you... So in doing that, did you kind of like feel like there was like a little bit of pushback from people who probably previously before just saw this different, totally different person? Because let's be honest, 2 years separated, you're a totally different person. You said it yourself. And then somebody who's like, oh, I remember he was on No Jumper, comes back and sees you now. Do you think there was any pushback, or you think people accepted you? What's the vibe with that?
Wait, you have to repeat this question. I'm still trying to understand.
So, like, with you kind of changing your image and changing your music and kind of, like, just going more the route you wanted to go rather than, you know, like you said, fitting in with the sound.
From, like, No Jumper days or, like...
Sure, yeah. So, like, did, like, garnishing however many people listened to the music then... Do you think that they're still listening now?
Nah, I think I have a... I don't know. I feel like they do a little bit because, like, I still feel like the people who supported me back then are around now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, yeah, I feel like I'm growing, like, new connections and I'm growing my, like, true, like, fan base now by just staying on SoundCloud and, like... having the connections that I have and just like being patient, you know?
Yeah.
I work with like other kids in the underground too, like Kids Next Door.
Okay.
And like I support like the whole Death Proof community. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, I'm not. You're putting me on.
Yeah, nah. Like, you should definitely check them out.
For sure. So, I guess have you ever done a live show?
Performance?
Yeah, yeah.
Only once. It was at a club in Atlanta, but it was kind of just like a trap venue.
Okay.
But I kind of went in there and just like did my thing because everyone sounded the same and shit. So, and I waited like all night. So I was kind of like irritated and I just like went in there and just like killed that shit.
Right. So...
I did, like, Don't Get Hit. You probably remember that song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. That was the one that got on that No Jumper show, no?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Yeah. It's a good song. So, with live shows being kind of, like, not even a thing, did you feel like you do you feel like you would like be performing like crazily right now just to like garnish more of a audience right now, or do you feel like, okay, I'm good, I can still just release music on my SoundCloud and I'll be fine doing that?
No, like, yeah, I want to perform, but I'm just waiting for the right time. And like, still, I feel like my music just gets better, like, just as I work on it. So I'm very confident. I don't really have to move, and my connections are strong enough to really just, like, you know, just, like, help me grow on my own instead of having to, like, perform my ass off to, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like you can do what you want.
Sure.
And grow equally.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And it's kind of hard to hit the right crowd by yourself, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. So, and
you gotta have to, you have to like jump in a community and like find it. I can't even find it in Atlanta.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because like that's kind of like the route of anybody who's like really on right now. It's just like opening up for somebody who's in like the general same vicinity as far as like genre or like fan base goes. Where, I mean, like, where would you even like find your niche? Because you kind of separated yourself in such a drastic way.
I'm just hoping, like, I kind of just, like, by being myself, grow a community that way. But if I don't, I don't, you know?
I think you will.
But I have really good connections for, like, the type of music I do.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of, like, just hoping, like, I can just, like, do little things with that to really, like, fill my, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a weird way to explain it. I was going to say like fulfilled, but I don't want to say that.
No, I get what you're saying though.
Yeah.
So I guess to wrap up the music, because I do want to like kind of just like pick your brain a little bit more. What do you think's next for you as far as music goes? Like, are you already working on new music now? Like, what do you have planned going forward this year?
Yeah, next no. Year? I don't know. I've been working on, like, once again, like, a new EP. Like, I don't know. I do EPs, like, every month. That's all I really care to do because, I don't know, I feel like the more you put out, like, the more people really, like, pay attention and see how good your work ethic is, I guess, you know? Yeah. And I'm very creative, so, like, new ideas are easy, and I don't know. I try to like hook people in every ID.
Yeah.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So, getting off music, and we'll get back into it a little bit later. But I kind of just wanted to get more personal with you, because truth be told, I don't know you. I only know you through your various Instagram posts and your various multiple posts on SoundCloud, and that's it. So what was the upbringing of Coda like? What was growing up in this area like for you?
Like Atlanta. I grew up in Atlanta till I was like 13. I was born and raised in Atlanta, mm-hmm. Buckhead, Atlanta. And I left when I was like 13. And like I came back, I'm 19 now, but I came back to Atlanta when I was 18. And yeah, like now I'm gone again. I live like kind of just like on the suburbs of Atlanta now.
Yeah. And was that a drastic change for you when you came over here and left back and came back, or what was it like for you?
When I came back to Atlanta, it was chill. Just it made me a lot more connections, I guess I could say.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was it. That was all that really happened in Atlanta. In Atlanta, I stayed for like a year. I didn't even really stay long.
Yeah.
But that was it.
And you said you started rapping in middle school?
Yeah, like late middle school.
And so about that start, when did you feel like you transitioned into that like metalcore hip-hop stuff? When did you start doing that?
That was probably like late high school. I started getting into like heavy metal, like Slipknot and shit like that, like hard stuff. But like now I listen to more pop music. That's why it's like pop hard vibes, you know what I'm saying?
Who are you listening to in pop?
Like Echo and just a bunch of random underground artists. Like, I don't know. They're not really random. I'm not trying to offend anyone, but like...
No, I get it.
Like, I don't know. They're very underground, I'd say. But Yule, Crystal Castles isn't really underground. They're just like kind of like a low-key ass... I don't know, group.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. Just like, yeah, shit like that.
All right. So, what was that in between you starting there and then, like you said, the drill stuff? Like, what was that in between? Like, what were you picking from influence-wise from around then?
Like I said, just like wavy trap shit.
Okay.
Like, yeah. But... I don't know. It was still unique and like that around that time I was doing like stuff that was getting like good views, but I don't know. It was just like simple minded stuff and like I'm not like that for too long, so I have to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, man. You've separated yourself, like I said. I'm your fucking biggest fan now. I can't even fucking front, bro, because, like, this EP put me on. But, I guess, like, to wrap up, who do you think you, like, who's your dream collab at the moment right now? Like, who do you feel like, oh, my God, I have to work with this person or that person to fulfill any kind of music needs or wishes, you know?
I don't know. It's not like I guess I worded that wrong, because it's not like I really need to collab with anyone. I kind of just like working by myself, but yeah, like, I don't know. I just want to like spread like a fire-ass vibe in the community, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So no one really is jumping out at you that you want to work with?
Nah, not really. Just like the people I know.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a good answer. I think that's you, because like just working on your own sound is probably best at this point. Because I don't know too many people that would probably do as well on those beats as you have. Cause do you even feel like you're rapping anymore?
Nah, I feel like I'm singing.
Yeah. Which, have you always been singing? Like, has that always been a thing for you, or did you like start that recently?
Nah, like I just started like harmonizing on like fast pop beats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was about it though.
Yeah.
And then like it was very easy though. I just, you know. It's a vibe. I just go in there and, like, yeah, it's still, like, rhyming and shit, though.
Yeah, for sure. It's almost, like, reminiscent of, like, those, like a goth boy click sound. That, like, prime goth boy click sound that they had.
Yeah, I really, because I've never listened to them at all. I never really even liked Lil Peep and, like, that whole movement.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I never listened to that at all.
Really?
People may refer to that.
It's different. Don't get me twisted. It's different, but like I think that's the closest thing that as far as like the singing and rapping mesh.
I feel like people always have to have like a comparison.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But fuck it, like yeah. But yeah, you know.
No, I feel you. All right, man. I think that that's all the questions I've had. I mean, I've just been wanting to get some kind of conversation in with you, because I do, again, just really, really think you're fucking dope, dude. Like, you're just putting out a lot of music. You're putting a lot of good music out, because that's another thing. Just like quantity over quality has been a thing on SoundCloud, where they'll just push out so much shit and half of it doesn't even sound good. But you're doing the same thing, and the quality is still there in every song. So I just bigging up you, bro. Like, I'm a fucking fan, and I'm really glad that I got to sit down with you today, man.
Yeah, that made my day. Thank you, dude.
For sure. Appreciate dude. So when, so you say you're dropping an EP every other month, and you think so, like, probably like in like the next 2 months we'll see another EP?
Not even, probably like another 2 weeks or a week. It's just really random. I just like,
damn, Cody.
I'll make 5 or 6 or 10 songs or some shit, and then I'll just be like, okay, here's 4 hard songs. Wow. Let me just like come up with a 5 title and a 5 vibe and just like throw it at you, you know?
So when do you think we'll get a full length project?
Like an album? Like a, yeah. Like a longer, mm-hmm. like a big playlist? I don't know, like, I only do albums when I have, like, a lot of, like, 5 songs, I guess, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I'm stacked with, like, a good vibe that's similar to each other.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And songs that all have, like, a good message that, like, I don't know, connect, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So you haven't really felt like you've done that yet?
Not recently, no, but I did drop, like, 2 albums this year already, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, each 10 songs or more.
All right. Well, I guess that's just the fan of me. I want more music and, like, a cohesive project, but I'll take the fucking EPs, especially if they're just gonna come out the ads like they are, and they're still fucking fire. But, once again, thank you for coming on the podcast, man. It's been a fucking pleasure.
Yeah. All right, bro. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, dude. You're welcome to come on any other time you have some new music out. So when that album comes out, you know, hit me up, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, man. All right. Well, I'll see you, bro.
All right. I'll see you. Peace.
All right. Peace. Season.